else has tried FabFitFun? If you don't already know about it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. Their spring box is amazing. It's products like Show Me Your Moomoo Robe, Sip by Swell Water Bottle, Dr. Brandt Eye Gel, and that is just the beginning. Don't miss out because they sell out fast. Check out www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's WHOA10, so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself. Hey fam, today is so special because my very own mother is going to be on the podcast today, and I'm actually going to ask my mom what the best piece of advice she's ever been given is, which is so fun because this is the woman who's giving me all of my advice. Y'all have got to hear from her every now and then for just our little conversation at the end of the podcast, but mom honestly is such a well of wisdom. I was like, you need a full 20 minutes and then some for what mom's gonna be able to give to us today and bring to us. She's so life-giving, she's so incredible, and so I can't wait for you to hear from my own mama. Hey fam, all right, actually hey fam, because today the person that I received most all of my advice is on the podcast today, and it's not just for a phone call. Everybody welcome Kay Swag. What's up? If you don't know who Kay Swag is, this is my lovely mother. We call her Kay Swag because she's swaggy, self-explanatory. But yeah, mom, I'm super excited for you to be on a full episode of What That's Good.
Well, thank you for telling everybody how swaggy I am.
Hey, listen.
I'm not sure everybody knows that about me.
If they even look at your Instagram page one time, they can sense the swag. Boss Hog's wife, a name like that just screams swag.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited to be a guest. This is so fun.
I know. This is awesome. I was telling my dad, I'm interviewing my mom today about the best piece of advice she's received. I feel like this might flip-flop on me, but... But for just like every other guest, you are no different. We want to know what the best piece of advice that you've ever been given is.
Okay. Well, since I have advantage of like knowing what you're going to ask me, I've been thinking about this. And it's hard because, there's lots of good advice out there. And the thing that I keep coming back to, and I don't even know that it's advice more than just kind of like a life, like mantra or a way to live. And it's something that my dad always told us, and we just, when we have these kind of family meetings and we talk about like generosity and the blessings that we have, and you know, just the kind of financially and the fact that we have a roof over our head and the food on our table and all the things that we kind of take for granted, as you know, probably most of us that are Americans that have, you know, we're secure financially, mm-hmm. in a certain way that people in other countries don't. But one of the things he would always say, if we lose it all tomorrow, we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And it was just this thing that like always stuck with me, that like, okay, that's not what really matters. What really matters, yeah. is always there and is secure and stable. And that's family, wow. and that's relationships, and that's things that are not like you can't touch, you can't put a finger on. And that's the love of your parents and your family and God and your relationship with God and our faith. And those are things that like no one can touch, that
right.
nobody can take away. And so mm-hmm. it was just this kind of like feeling and a security of knowing that like, even if we don't have the Christmas that we thought right. we might have, or because we've got Christmas coming up, or even if we don't have, you know, the things that the world says are important, if we lose all of that, what we have is what's really important.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's just kind of a life mantra that my dad always instilled in us. And I really think that that's probably the thing that has affected me the most in life, in the mm-hmm. way I live and the way I kind of do life. So,
yeah, no, you know, that's actually so cool because I feel like I've heard you say that a lot of times, mm-hmm. especially during Duck Dynasty. Like you always said, you know, if we lose it all tomorrow, we'd be fine. And I think that what I've seen in your life and in dad's life by actually living that out is there's no striving if you believe that. You know, there's no striving because you're like, oh, I'm content with where I'm at. And even if I lose it, it's okay. There was also like no, y'all didn't, even when times got hard or whenever there was maybe something that was going to be like, hey, you have to do this, and it was going to like sacrifice our beliefs or our faith, y'all would always be like, no exception. Like, we're not losing our faith, because even if we do lose it because of that, tomorrow we're going to be fine. Like, it eliminated so many of like the, I don't know. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I think that's totally true. I think that knowledge kind of gives you the strange like security, because you're like, you're free to take risk. You're free to say no to the things that you know are not what you want to do. You're free to say like, you know, if this all falls apart, I'm still okay, because what I know is what's real and what's really important will still be there. Mm-hmm. And so I think it offers you this real freedom and the choices that you make in life and the way you live your life.
Yeah. And it's so funny because like living like that and you leading like that, it's like, our family, you know, everybody's like, is everything so different, you know, since the show? And even when we started the show, has your family's life changed so much? And I always say, like, it's weird because as much as everything changed, it didn't feel like it changed. Like,
y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I got totally honest. I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's going to be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
It didn't feel like the sense of like everything shaken up or it's all so crazy. And I mean, it might have been for you and Dad, but for our home, it didn't feel like that at all, you know? And I think that was super cool because when those things, the heart things, remain the same, then you start to notice, like, even though the whole world around you is like spinning and moving chaotically, you have such a peace and contentment that everything just feels really secure. And that probably stems all out of that advice, you know?
Yeah. I think that's such a, and I love hearing that because I felt that same way too. And I remember people asking me that same thing. And I was like, well, you know, like, yeah, we travel more and we're busier and people recognize us, but the important things really are still the same. Like, so it didn't for me either, like internally, you know, I think for our family, I think that is something that was really important for us to kind of realize because it didn't change us in that way, where if we didn't have that security where we felt like, okay, this is it, we got to get it while we get it, or we've got to hang on to this or whatever, I think we might not have felt that way.
So that's so cool. That's awesome. Well, we'll probably circle back to that, but I want to ask you some questions.
No. What I didn't know was coming.
Well, you know, I didn't either. And then I was thinking about it. And I was like, what would people want to hear and want to know? And you might not even have an answer for this. And if you don't, that's totally okay. But I was thinking about how, you know, people like always see our relationship online and they're like, oh, mother-daughter goals. And everybody loves how close you are to all your kids. And I can look at your life and think like me, Bella, Jean-Luc, Will, Rebecca, Rowdy, like we all have our own like relationship with you. And we all, in a sense, like if you ask anyways, like we would say like our best friend is you, which is kind of funny.
No, it's really true.
But like a lot of people are like negative about having like to be their kid's friend, you know, but it's weird because like we respect you so much and you are obviously our mom and the authority, but we're also feel like a best friend. So where do you think like the balance is and like how you get that friendship with your kid, but then you also have, you know, you're also still the authority.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think it happens over time. You know, of course, like your relationship with your kids change, you know, whenever y'all were little. I definitely wanted to be fun mom and I wanted to have fun with you guys and everything. But also like there are things that I had to be the authority on more. Yeah. And then as you grow, but I think that because I think perhaps something Dad and I did do well was that we really worked hard in that when y'all were little so that we could offer you that freedom as you got older to be your friend and to be able to like just talk to you because you understood what you understood respect and you understood authority and all that. And I think that that's kind of like in a relationship with God. Like at first, like we kind of acknowledge that, like, all right, we acknowledge our submission to God and to his authority and that, like, okay, he knows best for us. And I think when we can teach our kids that when they're young to where, like, okay, they acknowledge that, okay, my mom and dad know best because they're the authority. They have the wisdom. They have the, and they love me unconditionally no matter what. And so there's no, like, questioning what that might look like or is there anything too bad that I can do that's going to push them away? Is there anything that's going to ever hurt this relationship? And if we establish that, and hopefully we establish that in you guys when y'all were young. And so then as you grow, we can just enjoy the fruits of that. And
that's so true.
And y'all are great kids. And so we like you. We actually, I remember when y'all were in high school, whenever like you would get your license, I would tell each of you, like, remember that I actually like you. Like, I still want to see you.
You know, I remember that.
I know you have your freedom and you can enjoy it. And I want you to like go be with your friends and I want you to go enjoy being a teenager. But also, like, I like spending time with you too. So come home sometime.
Yes. I actually do remember you saying that to me and Jean-Luc. I love that. Yep. No, I think that you answered that absolutely perfectly, because you're right. Like, it starts with that, even learning respect. And I think if you ask any of us, we respect you so much and we love you so much. So naturally we want to, and we know that you know best. And I think that the thing that you've done a good job at, you and Dad both, is you don't just say, I'm the parent and I know best because I just know. Y'all were so good at like sharing why you know best, because you were open with us about the real things that y'all walk through. So then we're like, oh, you really do know best because you've experienced this before us. And now it would be way more wise for me to stop and listen to you than try to like shoot in the dark and go through this life, you know, try to figure it all out for myself. And that was like really, really cool. Like, you didn't just like discipline us without like reasoning. You explained to us why. And I think that was super huge and beneficial. And that's why, like, now I always felt free to tell you everything, which now Bella and all them make fun of me because they're like, you can't tell Sadie anything without her telling mom. It's because I like get all my advice from you.
That's a good thing.
It is. Hey, yeah, of course you'll say it's a good thing. Bella may beg to differ. But, okay, well, another thing I wanted to ask you about and talk to you about is Strong and Kind, the obvious, because if y'all don't know out there, my mom has a book called Strong and Kind, and I think that the message behind why you titled it Strong and Kind is really cool, just that you even thought about us before we were born, that you wanted your kids to be strong and kind. And so if you want to tell everybody listening a little bit about that, I think they'd love it.
Yeah, I think that, well, one of the actual reasons that I wrote the book, I did like come to this kind of realization when y'all were young, is that like, one, I wanted y'all to be strong and kind, but then also like, okay, if I want that for y'all, then I have to be that for myself. And so like, that is such a challenge to parents. And that's the thing, like, even just going back to what you were just talking about, I think it's so important for parents to be real with their kids and be open about everything and honest, because kids see through it. Like, if you're like, okay, I want you to be kind, but you're mean to the person at the grocery store or the waiter or whatever, they're like, nope, it's not real, you know? And so kids are like really good lie detectors. Like, they can see if you're not really living what you're saying, and they really do, you know. So I do think it's important, and I did, you know, I've always tried to say, okay, like, if I'm going to ask this of our kids, then I have to live it, and I have to be real and honest about when I'm not and when I haven't in the past, and how can we talk through those things and be vulnerable about it, even as parents. But I think strength, the reason I always say, by the time you have kids, you've probably gone through some stuff, you know, you're married, you've gone through tough times in your marriage or whatever, and you realize like, okay, you got to be strong to get through this life. There's some tough things that are going to be thrown your way. And so when we talk about strength, like, I really think about that, like, tree. I always have thought of y'all as like these, I want y'all to be these strong trees with like really deep roots, so that like when the wind comes and the tough times come, like, you know, you may bend, there may be some blowing in the wind, you may lose some leaves, but you're not going to break. Yeah. Like, you're so strong, you're so rooted in who you know that you are in God and in God's eyes. You're so rooted in Him and His love for you and the unconditional love that we have for you, that you're not going to break. And so that's where that strength comes from. And that's what I've always really wanted for you guys. Yeah. And then kindness is for others. Like, your strength is for yourself, I think, and the kindness is for others. And that's just a way to live on this earth. And I think that if we all just become more kind, this world would be a much, much better place.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Mom, I'm literally crying. I have tears like streaming down my face. That was so sweet. But it's like, it's cool because obviously, like, I know that I'm your daughter and like I've read like the book Strong and Kind, but I don't know, just to see like how much your mom loves you, and not just like a selfish like love, but really you love so selflessly, and like, you've raised us to be good people for the world, you know, and like, and for ourselves, but you know, for the world too. And so to pour over that strength for us and then remind us to be kind to everyone, like, seeing that, and John Luke and Rebecca and Bella and Will and Rowdy and all of us, that's just so cool. It really is. And that, like, just as an encouragement to parents everywhere, like, from a kid, like, it just means so much to even hear my mom say that over me and speak that over me and know that she's prayed that for me. And if you've never done that for your kid, that's okay. Start today, because obviously my mom's done it forever, but today, even again, being reminded makes me feel like so loved and makes you want to be better. So keep speaking that over everyone in your life and encouraging people like that. Okay, so that was awesome. And the other thing I wanted to, well, two more things. One more serious than the last one, more fun. But, you know, obviously adoption means a lot to you and to our family. And I've been talking to a lot of friends about it lately. And I think that to some degree, there's kind of like a lack of like knowledge even in like the adoption and foster care system, even like in the country and out of country and stuff like that. Not just, everybody doesn't know a whole lot about it. And some people think like, oh, it's this magical thing where it's just like, you just get the kid that you knew it was your kid. And I know just from our family, like there's some hard parts to it and there's some beautiful parts to it. And my brothers are my brothers and my sister is my sister, you know, and we see like the real aspect of it. And I don't know if anybody out there has seen Instant Family, but I think they did an awesome job at describing the whole thing. But one of the things that they said was they like expected this like cosmic connection to happen, and then like it didn't happen, and they were like, wait, but the cosmic connection's not there. But then they still ended up adopting the kids, and then later they were like, wow, like you were ours after all. And I just like kind of wanted to ask you what you thought about that, because, you know, I think that a lot of people, they don't do something like that because they expected it to be a cosmic connection or this like magical moment. And sometimes like it's not like that. But to me, like what I've seen in you is that even when it wasn't always like cosmic connection, there was like a deep root of true love, and that's what became this like magical thing in a sense. But I don't know if you would have anything to like say about that.
Yeah, that's so good. The movie, I thought the movie was excellent. They just did such a great job in portraying it. And I think that movie is important too, and it's important for people to see. Actually, Bella just told me, one of her friends said that like Will was the first person she knew who was adopted, and I was like, wow. What? She's like 16 years old. How is that the first person she knows, or maybe even is aware of that she knows? I'm sure she knows a lot more people are adopted, but you know, people maybe just don't talk about it, and there is a fear, I think, associated with it of like, oh, what if I don't connect, or what if I don't this, and yeah, it is. It's not always like this easy, just magical thing, you know. It can be a hard thing, and there are a lot of difficult things that come along with it, because it is from a brokenness, you know, from a family that didn't, you know, that a mother that couldn't raise her child, a father who couldn't do what they, you know, what was kind of intended or what was expected. And so it does come from a place of reckoning. So there is hard parts to it, but also like God is so much bigger than all of that. Yeah. And his love that's poured into us. And, you know, he doesn't call us to just live an easy life necessarily. Yeah. You know, he calls us to do the hard things. And he does ask us to take care of the widow and the orphan and the hungry and the needy and all that. And, you know, whenever we do things God's way, whenever we do the hard things that are maybe even counter to what we think, like, oh, this is like, this would be just the easy route, but we take the route that that God shows us and lays out for us, the rewards are great. You know, you really do end up getting the rewards, but it's not that it's all easy. You know, it's definitely not that it's all easy, but God sustained you and his promises are true and right, and he'll be with you through all of it. So I think that the more we talk about adoption and the more we see, because I truly believe it is God's calling to us as Christians, those of us who are believers, it is our duty to our responsibility. I don't want to say duty, because I don't want that to sound like, it's our responsibility to take care of the least of these and certainly children who need a home would fall in that category 100%.
For sure. And you know, like the stats probably more than anybody, but it's not like an outrageous number in the States, is it, for adoption?
Yeah, That is the crazy thing. If you look at, so of the kids in the foster care system, there's about 130,000 of them each year that are up for adoption, that are looking for homes. And of that number, you know, probably, I think it's around 30,000 mm-hmm. that will age out, that will turn 18 and never get adopted. Mm-hmm. And that is so devastating, because you look at America and how, like, we have plenty of families that we yeah. should be able to take care of this situation. We should, there should not be a child that does not have a home.
Yeah.
You know, in America, you know, you look at yeah. it, you're like, what? Are you kidding me? You know?
Yeah.
And not to say that we don't have difficulties and we don't have struggles and there's not, you know, problems that we have in our country, but certainly 130,000 kids to, I have no idea how many people are in America, but I can guarantee you
a lot more than 130,000.
Yeah, and I know I've seen stats like if every church in America just took one, you know, it would be
wow.
we would take care of that problem
wow.
tomorrow.
Wow.
And so I think that it is time for us as a church to step up
yeah.
in that regard. And I think that as we do that and talk about being a light to our world, as we start solving the problems, the orphan crisis in our world, mm-hmm. you know, now if you look at all of the world, there's millions of yep. orphans, but that's something else that we can solve. You know, as the church, we should be the leaders in solving that mm-hmm. type of problem mm-hmm. and talk about being a light and yeah. a salt in this earth.
Preach that, girl.
That.
That's so good. No, and I definitely wanted you to talk about that, because I'm like, that really is just not that many people, you know? And if you look at how many people are in America, like, look at how many people are on Instagram. And so I think the more, like, getting that out there and advocating for that is so important, because even if somebody's listening today and you're like, this is crazy, I was listening to Whoa, That's Good, and now I just feel in my heart, like, it just mm-hmm. leads you to a webpage or to start looking into it. Then, like, go with that tug in your heart, because like we actually can be the generation that sees this, that handles the problem, you know. And not mm-hmm. that there's always going to be people that put their kids up to yes. adoption. It's a beautiful thing whenever families get to, this is a beautiful thing, and so to
That's
be a
right.
part of it would mm-hmm. be so awesome.
Yeah. And also I do think that like people are called to things, like there are, you know, the Bible talks about
yeah.
like we all have different gifts, we all have different callings, and it's not that's not everyone's calling to maybe adopt, but maybe there is something that you can do
mm-hmm.
to help in this with children who need homes. There is so many different ways that you can be involved. And if you are one that does feel a little tug, a little calling, then, you know, God is working on you and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so you follow it. Say yes to it.
Yeah, that's so good. I love it. Okay, well, as I predicted, I knew we were going to go long, because I was like, even when we talk on the phone, we talk for like an hour. But I do want to ask you one more thing. Last question. One of my favorite things about our family is we have so much fun together. Like, we are always playing games. We're always having a match at tennis, or what were we doing last year? Hitting golf balls with a baseball bat, trying to hit it over the pond, which
yeah.
by the way, I'm still cry laughing when I watch your video, because I don't even know how you managed to hit it backwards, but we're always doing something fun. One of my favorite things is when we are cooking, I'm using quotations because we all know it's dad, but when
That's
we
right.
are cooking and we all end up dancing around our kitchen table, and it's just mm-hmm. fun. And I just wanted to ask, how do you think for parents out there, or even siblings or whoever, to just encourage them on how to kind of invite people and invite a family into that space? How do you encamp this atmosphere in a house that's actually just fun to be in, you know? And I think that it's probably simpler than what people think. And that's why I just wanted us to kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I had a good example of that. My mom was really fun. Like, she's what? How old is she?
She's still fun. Two moms.
And still like doing handstands or like trying out the latest dance move or whatever. So
yeah.
I think it is. It's so important to, you know, just keep that fun in your family. Like, I've always wanted our house to be the one that like y'all want to come home to.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a goal. And so like, if that's your goal, okay, then how are we going to make it fun? And how do we make
yep.
people want to be there? And it's really, I mean, it really is just a mindset, you know, like you can have a tough day, and you can, and always say like, You can be in a funk, but don't stay in a funk. You know, yeah. Like you can like have a rough day, and you can live in it if you choose to, and you can say like, I'm just gonna live in this funk and be like, I'm miserable because everything's miserable, and this didn't go right. Or you can turn on the music and dance, you know, or you can just so smile good. And or make a joke or like get outside and hit a golf ball across the pond. You can choose to get out of that funk, and it really is a choice.
That's so true.
So, yeah, there you go.
That's hilarious. Like, somebody asked me on tour. I didn't even know that came from you. They were like, what do you do when you're sad? And the three people answered before me. And all three of them were like, yeah, I normally turn on this sad music and I just kind of cry it out. And the next one was like, yeah, I always just cry. It just helps me a lot. And the next person said, like, Taylor Swift songs. And I was like, you know, this actually sounds kind of funny, but I actually normally just dance it out. And I was like, not kidding. But that's what we do. It's so fun.
That's right.
Mom, thank you. You have officially been our longest podcast because you have so much good advice, and I love you very much. And for a little plot twist, I'm gonna try to call Dad, so wish all of America luck as I attempt to get him on the phone.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
We all know it will. Love you, Mama.
All right, love you, baby girl. Bye.
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm fixing to get on a deer stand.
Oh, dang. Hey, I have a question. Are you up for a spontaneous two-question Q&A for my podcast?
Right now?
Yeah, but it's a very, very, very simple question.
Really fast.
Okay, really, really fast. Do you think Twinkies on pizza is good advice or bad advice?
That's terrible advice.
That's all I need to know. Well, go get you a deer and go get us deer steak instead of Twinkies on pizza.
Sounds good.
Love you, bye. So I don't know if everyone's heard something that the Live Original team is so excited about right now. We started last year the LO Box, and you may be thinking, what in the world is in an LO Box? Well, the LO Box is just the Live Original Bible Study Box, and it has everything that you need to equip you to lead a Bible study right where you're at in your own home. We have everything from the actual Bible study itself that I wrote on Bold Confidence to recipes for what to cook for your girls. We also have fun activities and so many more things that partners have sent in. And so if you are interested at all in being a leader, go to liveoriginal.com and look into the LO Box. Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, Sadie Rob, and follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.